Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Grasshoppers are common insects which can reach pest status in South Dakota gardens, especially when conditions turn dry. SDSU Extension Urban Entomology Field Specialist Amanda Bachman explains.
So we'll see, as road ditches kind of start to dry down, we'll see grasshoppers moving out of those areas and then showing up, you know, in our backyard and maybe munching on our tomato plants or our peonies or something that we would rather them not eat.
Controlling grasshoppers in home gardens can be a challenge, but Bachman advises starting insecticidal measures early when hoppers are still in their nymph stage, as killing adult grasshoppers chemically is difficult.
However, for homeowners and gardeners, you've got to be careful and read the label on the products that are available to you, because a lot of them will say not to apply when things are blooming. And right now we've got a lot of flowers out there. So, you know, it can be kind of a puzzle to manage grasshoppers in a very sort of diverse backyard ecosystem.
An alternative to applying insecticide in the garden is to establish a perimeter of taller vegetation around the garden and focusing the insecticidal spray in this sacrifice zone. Another idea is to use chickens or guineas, which will eat grasshoppers, but Bachman advises keeping the birds out of the garden itself.
You do want to keep the chickens to the perimeter, but yeah, using a chicken tractor to kind of sort of contain them to a certain area and move them around on a schedule, that can really help.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more on controlling grasshoppers in the garden.